Tomer Weisbehot.
So yesterday we spoke about rubbish in the dustbin. Let's say you're clearing up. Sorry?
Knife
is off. Very good. Square, yes, thank you. You're clearing up, and what happens? Your knife fell into the dustbin.
Wife?
You're all helping along here. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Right, so your knife fell into the dustbin. You want to pick it up. So we said, with sub-boilers, no problem. What you can do is you can take the knife out and use it. Wash it. Wash it first, and then use it. That was okay. Then we asked the problem, what about moxa? Is there a problem of moxa? So if it's mixed up with all the stuff, is there a problem of moxa? So l'chayra, that is a bit of a problem. So what you can do for that is, if you, I know it's a bit funny, if you can move it indirectly, say you take a cup, tilt them outside, and you move all the rubbish and the dustbin to the side till it gets your knife. Or you could use the back of your elbow, it looks a bit funny, make sure no one's watching, you look a bit odd what you're doing there. If you move the moxa around in a kilt, sorry? Yeah, I think a cup is probably easier. If you use an extension of your hand, the taz holds, a tilt on the side, you use an extension or something on your hand, or a stick, something like that, so you move it around. That way you can move moxa indirectly and you can get to your knife. That's what I wanted to finish off from yesterday. Yeah? Another interesting thing was we asked, also very interesting, I looked up today this halacha, and that is the halacha of bones in a fish. So someone's eating bone, someone's eating fish, so we said, while it's in your mouth, there's no issue of boira.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no problem of boira. So Lamosh, let's take a very simple case. Let's say you've got nuts and raisins. They're both oikolim. Someone puts it into his mouth, nuts and raisins. He doesn't like raisins. So he wants to take the raisin out of his mouth. That's mutter. No problem. Even though it's psoilis, he doesn't want it. While something's in your mouth, there's no problem of taking out psoilis from oikolim. But what we asked yesterday was, l'chayr, if you've got a fish bone in your mouth, and l'chayr, that is more problematic because the bone is moxa, l'chayr.
But isn't there normally a little bit of fish attached to it?
Okay, so if you've got a bit of fish attached to it, if you've got no hashimis, you want to throw it out, it's got no value to it, then l'chayr doesn't have that little bit of fish. If you've got a substantial amount of fish on there, maybe you could say that it's more kosher. But normally, if it's a good piece of fish, there's not much fish on the bone. So then it's got no chashivas, that bone, because it's a problem of moxa. I did see actually today, Baruch Hashem, it's actually a bit of a machlokes. Most poskim hold that while it's in your mouth, there's no problem with moxa. So chiddush, that means you're allowed to take it out from your mouth. Even though the bone is useless, but the poskim say either the heta is, because if it came into your mouth, the heta, you're allowed to have it into your mouth, so once it came into your mouth, beheta, you're allowed to put it out. Well, that's actually a big question, actually. It's a big machloekas. That's not posh at all. That's actually not posh at all. Yeah, that's a bigger case. Actually, it might be. Mutsamah's gufa is very problematic, actually. You might have to drop it straight away. It's not, this is better. Others times, it's like grashal rave. Now that it's in your mouth, it's unpleasant, you don't like it, everything, you've got to move it. So most poskim do take on that it's not a problem. I'm not saying everyone has a remush, actually, says it's better to do it with your mouth. Throw it out, actually, not to do it that way. But the maisa, the general consensus of poskim is that it's not a problem, and a person may take this out with his fingers. Yeah, you take out the unwanted item in your mouth, even with your fingers, even though it's useless, that item. Yeah, that's what we finished off. Then we started off with another shayla. I haven't forgotten about your shayla yet, don't worry. Remember from yesterday.
Not only my shayla.
Not only your shayla, of course, not. It's everyone. We're all one big group here. You're right, but you're the Shia. Yeah, quite right. It's a good shayla. Yeah, very good. So over here now we want to talk about another very interesting shayla also, and that is about someone who did boira by mistake. Now, I've heard a few people that asked me, and I know this bothers a lot of people, and I said this example, and what's in your cupboard, you've got a whole load of suits, for example. Your black suit, your blue suit, your green suit, it depends which chasna you're going to, or which suit you're going to, I suppose. Which suit you're going to wear. Various different suits, and they're all quite tightly packed together in the cupboard. And I said to you, it's a problem with boira. That is called a mixture. Well, everyone says the old good question, which is a good question. I'm not disputing it. You can see them all in the cupboard.
Mixed.
I should be mixed. Yeah. So I asked someone today, and he said to me, it's true, but that's not heta. Because the famous case of boira, which the Ramah brings down, is the case of a platter of fish. The Truma suggestion, that is the classic case of boira, which makes the whole problematic case. You've got layers of fish, which are on a platter.
Different kinds.
And it's a problem of boira. He says, you can see each one there quite clearly.
Yes.
It's different sorts of fish. You've got to have them.
It's lined up. You go to the green one, pull it out. You go to the red one, pull it out.
But if you
fish.
But you can see them all clearly. You can see all the fishes very clearly. Each one of it. Oh, in a fruit bowl, my friends, my boys had a fruit bowl. Every fruit is quite recognizable.
5 rows of fish. 5 rows of fish. You got salmon, you got tuna, whatever you want. I can't take one out when I want.
When you do what we don't want. Truman's addition to the supper about that. Truman's addition to the supper about that case. If it's mammish, not touchy, it could be, it's not simple. That's the exact way he said it. He said that's the problem with Truman's addition. The Truman's addition in that case is the problem.
Why is it different than Svarim?
Svarim is each one is independent. There's not each safer of the thing with a big spine. No, that's a tiny pack together. It's a Svarim. Give me a chance. It's all very nice. All sharp. You don't get one of these. I wish there'd be 50 here, but the mice are still. That's it. Each one is an independent item. Each one is clearly visible. I think in a suit they're closely packed together, so you might see the front of the suit. You can see the front of the suit. What? Yeah, I understand, but it's a big item, each one separate. I think it's much more individually defined than the suit, which are closely packed together. So the chayra in a cupboard, that's more problematic. So what we asked yesterday was, if someone by mistake takes something out, if someone does burial by mistake on Shabbos, that means on a Friday night, he went along and he decided to take his suit out of the cupboard in advance.
Can he wear it?
He's taken it out for Shabbos morning, and Shabbos morning he went to learn, he learns for Shabbos morning that you mustn't do burial on Friday night for Shabbos morning. Can he wear it? So we said yesterday, there's a lock in Shulchanov in Hilchos Bishul, which is very clear there in Shin Yud Ches Sif Aleph. It says there, the general rule is, if a person does the Melacha Min HaTorah, let's talk about my mistake, let's not talk about on purpose, he did it by mistake, the Shulchanov person who done it by mistake, it's also for him and for others till Matzah Shabbos. Right? So yeah. It's also for him until Motzah Shabbos if he did it a Melacha by mistake. That is a general rule for all Melacha. So Lechera, someone by mistake turns a light on Shabbos, he must not have benefit from that light on Shabbos. He has to wait till Motzah Shabbos. I mean, he's not banned from that room. He's not worse off than he was when the light was off. Yeah, he's allowed to be in the room still, but if you couldn't read in the room, for example, beforehand, when the light was off, and now the light is on, you can see what's going on in the room, you can't use that light to have a benefit from.
If it's dark in the night, Friday night, it's dark, I just go into the room, I'm not bothered which suit it is, I take out one of the suits, don't care which one it is, I take it out Friday night.
You don't care which one you wear tomorrow?
No.
You're not sure, you don't care which one you're going to, you don't care. So that's not a Torah with pasta, that's not a mixture. If you don't mind which one you got, there's no mixture.
There are 5 suits there, take one out.
You don't mind.
If
you don't mind which one you wear, you have to be honest with yourself. You Tucker don't mind.
Okay.
All right, very good. If you've got a good choice of suits you don't mind, then it's all right, Tucker.
If you've got a green suit between a black and a blue.
If you've got?
A cream one.
Even that's not, doesn't help you because it's sandwiched in between. The front might be visible, but it's obscure from the rest of it. It's hidden behind the other one. But that's also called a mixture. I mean, that's also called a mixture. It's a thin thing, which is called mixed.
Why is that any difference to a fork?
Because you're going
to
use it straight away. The fork. No, it's a problem, Tucker. That's not mixed. If money's lying on top, then it's not called mixed. It's not, nothing's covering it. If it's lying on top of your rubbish, mannish on top of your rubbish, it's not called mixed. If anything is sandwiching something, then in the suits, for example, it's sandwiched, that's called a tarubus. It's different than when something's lying on top.
Could I take 3 suits out? Then the next morning, pick one out of those 3 and sketch.
That's better. That's better. Okay. We're taking out. Yeah, that's better.
How many suits have
you got? Good covers. Yeah. Because, so what did we say? So we said by melacha on Shabbos, someone does a melacha by mistake on Shabbos, shogeg is a problem. Lechoira, who are din by boira should be the same thing. That's what should come out. Boira, someone did boira by mistake on Shabbos, it should be a problem. In fact, if you look over here in Shulchan Aruch, in the Aruch of Shabbos, Yitaka says like this. At the end of the Aruch, at the end of Hilchos Boira, he says, someone who did a mistake on Shabbos and picked something out, b'shegig and b'ira, also lecheles amach l'motzei Shabbos. He has to wait till motzei Shabbos till he's allowed to eat it. That's what Mishnah was saying, yeah? Bein hu bein achein, whether he or not, others, whether him or others, no difference, everyone's the same boat. The only thing is, the Mishnah Berurah brings down in Hilchos Bishul that some poskim, the Gro and others held that the Eis HaTzorah, when there's a big need, one can rely on a shitter which holds that a shogeg is mutter straight away.
For himself also.
Sorry, for himself and for others is mutter straight away. The Esav Tzorech, which is a broom, is down in Hilchos Bishul. Now, the Esav Tzorech, the Grah holds like this shitter, not like the Shulchan Aruch, but it's the Grah shitter, and the Maaseh Mishmaru says one can take on like this. The Esav Tzorech, if one needs this, then one is allowed to take on that. B'shoigeg, one can have an offering on Shabbos itself. What does that mean? That means, let's say, for example, someone went to his cupboard on Friday night, and he pulled out a blue suit from his cupboard. He's going, let's say, to a shul where he needs a blue suit for Shabbos morning. It comes Shabbos morning, he learns the halachas. He says, oh, I've done a big avera, I shouldn't have pulled that blue suit out. So he looks in his cupboard, he's got a green suit there, he's got an orange suit there, he's got a purple suit there. He can't wear that. He won't get it in, actually. And I don't have to let him in even. So that's called the Eitzat Tzorech. In that case there, one can rely on this opinion that an avera that was done by shaykh, an avera that was done by mistake, you're allowed to have benefit from it on Shabbos itself. That would be allowed to do. The Erech Shabbos carries on. If someone asked us yesterday, Misha Bora Boi Shamacha Nesas, let's say someone did Boira when it's forbidden, does it help to mix it up again and start the whole process again? It's a good idea. You've undone the whole thing. Can you do that? Someone took the suit out when he shouldn't have. What? He's done that way. So now he says over here, Ein Hetzer Bezer, Afim Yaksavi, Arabis Oikob, Sez Yaksavi, Vora Boi Fanamu, it won't help. This Aza doesn't help. Once the Aveir has been done, you can't be Masakin, you have to wait till Mosh Shabbos was done. The Shaykh, you cannot redo it on Shabbos itself. Others disagree, but the Maestro, this is how the Shabbos take on, that you cannot rectify what you've done wrong. If you didn't have, you did it by mistake, you didn't boil it by mistake on Shabbos, that item remains not allowed to be used, and you have to wait, the food is offered to eat. Some say the Chazal only made an issa on the food. On the clothing, they only asked eating. They didn't ask the benefits. So sometime there may be that on the suit, you'd be allowed to use it. They didn't make it. They have to ask your good rabbi. You have to ask your local rabbi what you do in such a case. Make sure you put your green suit on when you ask the question. Yeah? That you can do. What else is there over here? That's the halacha of buried by mistake. Coming to your question, because you asked a good question yesterday. So this is a good, very good question, actually, this, based on what's called Soma Kusuda. So we always said Soma Kusuda means that a person comes into, let's say, we said, for example, someone wants to repair his meal on Shabbos morning. So the woman knows, and roughly it takes her an hour and a half to repair the meal. From the beginning, from the first course of the fish, until the preparation of the fish, taking out the fish of the fridge, putting on a platter, and then she has to decorate it, and then she has to repair the egg and liver, and she has to repair the chicken with the salad, and she has to do the afters, decorate it, all that takes her an hour and a half. A long time, but she prepares a nice meal. That's a good job. So we said, if you know you're going to eat at 11:30, so from about 10 o'clock onwards, you're allowed to start the preparation, because that's all called the Tzorech HaSuda. The question is, how far does this go? So we said, well, if someone comes to shul, Shabbos morning, and he wants to go to the swan trunk. This, I'll say over here, this swan trunk is no problem. There's no mixture here, so there's no problem whatever you take out. But let's say the swarim on a table in a mixture. So a person comes to shul, he's one of the early birds, he's come nice and early, and he wants to take a sither, he wants to take a schumish, he wants to take shia shirim, it's sukkah's cholamoid, he wants to take shia shirim as well. Is he allowed to do that? So we said that that's all called also one sudra, that's all called one big setting. And the chayra, wherever you need for the davening process, is mutter. Even an hour, it might take 2 hours. It depends on which shul you're going to for an hour. It's very quick. Let's say the shul you go to takes a lot longer. It takes 2.5 hours to get to the end of davening. Sorry?
Hours before davening starts.
No, just before, shortly before. You can't take a long time before. Long time before, you can't do it. If you come, how to say, if someone comes to learn first before davening the chayra, it's a different thing. That's the chayra. He's got no right to take his sforim then. That lechayr is wrong. It's just before davening. He can take what he needs for the whole davening is allowed to be taken. Lechayr...
Shir before davening.
Okay. You can take the sforim.
How many sitter to shul? He's got a
shir
first.
That's not a shir. He's taken from home. That's the shir of going to the park. That's the park case. Yes. So what, if that's the time you need, then maybe that... But he's talking about your insurance itself already. You want to repair everything what you need. That is a different thing. Yeah? The shir has nothing to do with the davening. So then the chayr, that would be different. The chayr, who are din, I'm not sure about this, but the chayr, who are din, let's say the person comes to shul, Shabbos morning, he wants to daven, and then after davening he's got a shir, he wants to prepare his learning thing. Learning's got nothing to do with the davening. So the chayr, the repair, he's sforim for the learning.
He says sforim is a problem to clear him off.
Yeah, I'm talking when they're not clearly marked. Okay. You're right. If they're clearly marked, there's no problem. I'm talking about when the swarm are not clearly marked, Lecher, then that should be a problem then.
Well, that's, down look, chair,
he doesn't want to get up again. No, he's scared the safe won't be there. Very often he's scared the safe won't be there. He's got a book, he's scared it won't be there. So he wants to take it beforehand. Lecher, that's problematic because the learning afterwards has got nothing to do with the davening. It's not part of one Suda. That's not allowed. So what would be the Eitzer Rabbi? So how can you take your safer, the Heter? Ah, so you could take your safer out straight away and learn something from it. Use it straight away. No. Just learn. It's a good thing. I'm not saying it's a bad thing to learn for 2 hours. But sir, just learn from it for a short time. Use the same for a short time, and then you've used it. That's all right. That's mutter, and you can you separate from the tarus. Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah. You mustn't do that. Okay. Anything else, Rabbi? Any other questions that come up?
And carrots, and I like them both. That's everything.
And you're eating them both now.
I don't like it together.
Yeah, so this also is a very interesting point. I must say, it's also clear. So it's also very interesting. Someone's got soup and lotion, for example. And he wants to have the soup first and the lotion afterwards.
He likes both,
but he doesn't want now both. Yeah, he only wants the soup now and the lotion afterwards. That's also a chiddush. That's called besuda achas, that's mutter. Even though one's besuidus for now. But since you're going to eat it in one meal, that's allowed to be done.
So you push the piece to one side.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat the peas first, eat the carrots first.
Yeah. That's right. So someone's got nuts and raisins, for example. He loves nuts and raisins, but he wants to have the nuts by itself first. He doesn't want to have the raisins now. He's going to have it very shortly. He's going to have it straight afterwards, but he wants to have the nuts first. It's one suda, la maisa. He'll be allowed to separate take the raisins out and just eat the nuts. That'll be allowed to be done. Okay? Anything else, Rabbi Isai?
If you come out of school, you've got five coats hanging on one book. You have to take
it. So that was also a good shout. We spoke about this. Also very interesting. Do you know where your coat is?
Yeah,
you know where your coat is. So
that was,
so that was a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says a chiddush that even though normally you can't take psoilus for an oichel, if you've got big items one on top of the other and you know where yours is, you may take the top one off to get to your bottom one. You're allowed to do that. To get to your coat at the bottom, you're allowed to do it.
Only where's your coat on the couch, I don't mind.
If you don't know where it is, that's more of a matter. There also, there's another header there. If you're looking for the one you want. Yeah, but you're taking all the bad ones off. You're not using the bad ones. You're taking the ones off it which you don't want. That's the problem. You're right. You take your one and wear it straight away, there's no problem. So 1 minute. So this is a big question. This is Korach or Liyad, you're going to use it. And that's also a big answer. Many possible makel, if you've got a whole lot of coats all over the place, let's say, and you don't know where your coat is, and you want to find your one. So you're lifting each one up. It could be your one. It's possible. That's oichel. You don't know. The one you pick up might be yours. That's all right. Many possible. Oh, that's mutter. You want to see to get to your one. Many possible makel. If you're going to get to your one, and when you get to your one, you'll use it straight away. Many possible hold. That's okay as well to look through to get to the other one.
Recreate the mixture.
Yeah, but you don't know where your coat is. Talk about you don't know where your coat is. You're going
to
look at each one.
You've got yours. You take it away, but then you've got to put all of them back onto the mixture.
Okay, so you move them all back on. Why can't you put them all back on here?
Mixture.
Yeah, that's not. You can create a mixture. There's nothing wrong. You mustn't separate a mixture. You create a mixture. Okay, boys. Is there any more questions you want to ask? I want to stop now. Anyone's got any more questions to ask? Either can tell one of the organisers here, or tell me. Otherwise, we're going to start Bez Hashem next week. Bez Hashem Tochem. Okay. So if there's room for any more questions, I'm happy to let anyone to tell him. And, we can sort out. Yeah. Okay, boys. Sorry.
If what?
If you know where the code is, or you don't know where the code is, that's different.
It comes out of it as long as more better if you know where it is. If you don't know where it is, it's only mutter.
I don't want to.